This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you, sounds like Lincoln. If men were angels, no government would be necessary. That is from the mighty pen of James Madison in what were called the Federalist Papers, written to persuade Americans to adopt the new Constitution of the United States. The Constitution didn't just fall out of the sky. For almost 10 years after the Revolution of 1776, the colonies, now states, tried to govern themselves with no real central government at all. Treaties and taxes were impossible. Now, with the era of big government being over, as we have said, we could wonder why anyone would want more government. But without what we would call a real government, little things and big things were falling apart for the new country and would have continued to. But just as with us, some of the time, there were in the 1780s a lot of people saying, why do we need all this, a president, a Congress, and a Supreme Court? Madison's answer goes back to the metaphor we've been looking at with Lincoln and his words about angels and the better angels of our nature. Madison, who wrote 80 years before Lincoln, simply says that if we were angels, we would not need government. He goes on to say that if we could govern like angels, we would not need checks and balances with our government. He, like most of the founders, was afraid of the devil, afraid of the devil in the details and the devil in men and people and in themselves. Now, Madison was our fourth president and our first war president, the War of 1812. He'd gone to Princeton, then called the College of New Jersey, and studied under the Scottish Presbyterians, who were deeply believing in evil and in sin, if not in the devil per se. Most of the founders shared, as did Lincoln, something with those Scottish Presbyterians that was in their religion and in their philosophy, and that was that people could be bad. People always, they thought, were susceptible to abusing power. They lived by a motto we find later in Lord Acton's quote, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men. So said Lord Acton. Power is easy to abuse, and absolute power abuses absolutely. That was a rule of thumb for the founders of America and most of our politicians up until the 20th century. But the symbol of angels and the possibility of evil has continued. During and after the AIDS crisis, the award-winning play by Tony Kushner, Angels in America, was written. Kushner, who wrote the script for the movie Lincoln. Angels in Tony Kushner's play are symbols both of genderless perfection and yet joyless and unfree, living nothing like the human capacity for uncertainty and the choices and the tragedies that follow. The lead angel in the play says, there are no gods here, no ghosts and spirits in America. There are no angels in America, no spiritual past, no racial past. There's only the political and the decoys and the ploys to maneuver around the inescapable battle of politics. Well, that is a problem that the play addresses, it seems. Where is our past? Where are our ghosts and our spirits? Is everything just politics, ploys, and power? Lincoln didn't think so. Lincoln was as spiritual as he was political. To know this paradox about him is the key to seeing his greatness and our need for it. He was not just political, and he was not just spiritual. That he was both solves the riddle of America. How we can be both. A great theologian once used a different image than angels. He used the image of children. He said that there are children of darkness, and there are children of light. The children of darkness understand the power of selfishness, but not the power of a higher law and ethics. The children of light understand the power of a higher law of ethics, but underestimate the selfishness of others and of themselves. Now I know most of us don't stir much theology into our morning coffee or spread much religion on our morning toast. But in the spiritual life, there is a way to break the fast as in the present High Holy Days, and without cynicism or sentimentality, we can be guided, as was Lincoln, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.